Largest union in the platinum sector, AMCU, has referred its wage dispute with Amplats and Sibanye-Stillwater to the CCMA, adding that this referral increases the chances of its members embarking on strike action if their demands for a 1,000 rand yearly wage increment for the next 3 years is not met. Union leader Joseph Mutunjwa joins us on the line now with more on their stance. Thanks so much, Joseph, for your time this evening. So we chatted to James Welsted of Sibanye-Stillwater last week, and he didn't hide from the fact that the parties are sitting very far apart in these negotiations at this stage. I've got to ask you, how far apart do you sit?
Thank you very much again. The fact of the matter is we said in our press conference that the other two mining houses, which is Anglo and Impala, they are working towards our demands. It's only Sibanye that is dragging its feet. So hence, we've declared a dispute, of which we hope maybe once we are under the CCMA facilitation processes, the light will come before them that it is really time for them to compensate the workers. Hence, the PGM prices has appreciated, and they've declared their dividends to their shareholders. So therefore, they have to give workers what they deserve.
How far apart do you sit from each other at this point, Joseph? And where do the disputes lie? Is it with the sheer quantum of what's being demanded?
Yes, I mean, indeed, remember, we demanded 17,000 rand, of which we revised our demand to 1,500 for each year, if it's 3 years. And therefore, the only two companies that they show interest was Anglo and Impala. It's Sibanye that is quite behind, of which that it doesn't give us a clear indication what is their intention. As a result, they also serve us with Section 189, I mean, to retrench 5,200 workers.
Yeah. Joseph, so you've now taken the dispute with Sibanye over to the CCMA. What are you hoping to achieve there? One assumes it will speak to some kind of compromise coming through from both parties.
Yes, indeed. As we have compromised, I mean, we are coming from 17,000 rand. We went back to 1,500. And I think that is quite reasonable. It's a quite reasonable move that, our members, they take. And it's a good compromise, especially if you look at how the prices has appreciated. And also, if you look at how these COOs, are compensating themselves. Are they benefiting out of the appreciation of this PGM?
So even with companies saying that, wage demands of this kind and them giving in would lead to job losses and mine closures down the line and demands are simply unsustainable, you're saying that you're still not seeing any merit in that argument?
No. 1,500 is not, a high demand. It's almost 50 rand a day, as compared 17,000 rand an hour with the CEOs that are earning. So, job losses are lost even there is no demand. How many jobs have we lost in South Africa? We are sitting at 10 million people who are unemployed. Was it the result of high demand? No, I don't agree with that. And also, we cannot just say the high demand of the workers results into job losses, but when the CEOs compensate themselves 5,900 million, that does not constitute the job losses threat to the jobs.
Yeah. Having said that, Joseph, with the cost base becoming harder to keep low, how much risk are you pricing in as far as labor is concerned and the risk it faces as a result of possible mechanizations as companies start to weigh up their options?
The fact of the matter, it's not for the AMCU to make a call on that. It's a government and the economic policies of the government. So the unemployment in the country is not as a result of the demands of the workers. That is one. Two, the government should take to account that the primary economy has to be safeguarded by the government when they introduce this fourth industrial revolution. Because if it's going to be, introduced in a primary economy, that means we will never, ever address the issue of unemployment in the country.
Yeah. Given the tone that's been struck at the moment between Labour and the mining companies, do you see a strike as inevitable at this stage, Joseph? Because, this approach to the CCMA forms just a part of a negotiation process.
It is a part of a negotiation process to put pressures for all parties. And we believe that we can reach an agreement without a strike. And furthermore, the government should also protect the tax base, which it's a working class. Without having a proper tax base, the government and the treasury, fiscals will suffer. So therefore, the minerals of the country shouldn't be used for the super profit of individual CEO and their investors. But the mineral should serve the nation. It's where then the primary economy or employment has to be protected at all costs.
Yeah. I've got to ask you before I let you go, Joseph, if this goes the way the negotiations in the gold mining sector went, is your credibility with your members at risk?
There is no issue of credibility if you want to change the status quo. These companies, they are used to this structural wage, a structure wage that was designed for the majority of black workers. So every time the change is painful. So they are enjoying when they excruciate this pain of poverty to the majority of the black mine workers. So it's not about credibility. It's about the revolutionary changing the status quo. And no one can find fault on us when we are fighting to disrupt the status quo.
Let's leave it there. Joseph, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Joseph Mutunjwa, president of AMCU.